You're listening to Om Times Radio. The following is an encore presentation. Welcome to Joy of Business with host Simone Millicis, a dynamic business leader with a difference. Simone has founded and operated many businesses from a young age and has always done business differently. Today, Simone is the worldwide coordinator of Access Consciousness and travels the world presenting Joy of Business programs using access tools and empowering people to know that they can create business in a different way and make money doing it. Simone Millicis, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hey everyone, just kidding. It is not actually Simone Millicis this time. This is the Joy of Business team. I am Rebecca Hulse, the manager and leader of Joy of Business, and I also have one of my partner in crimes with me actually here today, who is Emily Evans Russell. So hi Emily, hi everyone.
Hi everybody, hi Rebecca. We have sort of hijacked the show today.
We have. We're hijacking Joy of Business to talk to you a little bit today about being a leader. Simone has been inviting Emily and I especially and everyone in the Joy of Business team, which now includes, I think, 10 people right now, to be a leader. And we kind of thought we could have a little discussion today and talk about, like, what does that even mean? And where do we go, and what do we even know about this right now? We have a telecall coming up called Leading and Generating a Creative, Joyful Team. And it is the longest title in the world, so I think I did just get it wrong. However, if you go to accessjoybusiness.com/joyful team, you're going to see a whole bunch about it there. And, I mean, Emily, we've been shaken up recently with what even being a leader is. So I kind of, like, where do you want to go with this now that we're on and we've hijacked the show and there's no one else but us to say that we can be on here or not?
Well, it seems like I know when people have seen this telecall, I do a lot of the social media for Joy of Business. And so I'm on there and seeing what people are interested in, what they're asking about. And with this call, I think there's a lot of people out there who are creating their business and are either thinking about growing a team. Maybe they already have hired people but don't know exactly, like, how to create it in a way that works for everybody. And I think Simone has such a brilliance with that. I mean, we're both relatively new to the Joy of Business team. Like, I've been on it not even a year, 9 months, and you about how many months?
Three or four?
Six, seven. I don't know. Something like that.
We don't know. Forever.
So I know Rebecca and I were talking about, like, things like, well, what, some of what we've seen being on this team and what works and what doesn't. And so we could maybe talk about some of those things too. And of course, in that, like, being a part of a team requires you to be a leader yourself, like, it, you know, not just to, it's both. So where do we want to go?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And when Emily and I decided that we were going to hijack the show, we thought, okay, well, once we get on here, like, what do we want to do? What do we want to invite people to or say? And we've come up with this, like, top 10 list of things not to do, basically, if you do want to be a great leader. But first, I kind of think we should start the conversation somewhere differently, Emily, with, like, what actually is a leader? Like, it's different to being a boss. It's different to being a CEO. It's different to being the one in charge. A leader is actually more the person that is willing to step in if it's required, but also willing not to if it's not required. And these are taking quotes and words from Simone and the Joy of Business. But Emily, like, what do you know about what a leader truly is?
Gosh, that's such a good question. I remember, like, you know, when you're little, I don't know if they have this in New Zealand, but they always, from the time you're, like, teeny, they check on your little report card, like, if you're a leader or not, if you have, like, the skills to become a leader. I don't know if they do this in New Zealand. But I remember as, like, a little kid always getting, like, check marks, like, yeah, she'll be a great leader. And I don't know if that was supposed to mean, like, they really can't, like, they know what they want to do or they're really stubborn. I don't know what that means when you're a kid.
That's funny, but, you know, how many of us have decided we are a leader or we're not a leader because your friends didn't listen to you at school, or you weren't the leader of your group, or your report card said that you weren't? Like, everything that is, well, we just create and create it all.
Yeah. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, online shorts.
Boys and young. Oh, my gosh, we get to pot and talk each other, Emily.
Yeah, let's meet each other.
And if you don't know what that is, don't know what this is, and this is your very first time hearing this weird sound that you couldn't probably hear because we just shouted over the top of each other, you can go to theclearingstatement.com, and there'll be more information on these weird, wacky words that we're using. But, yeah, if your report card had said that you were a good leader as a kid, what would you choose? Would you choose to follow that and say that that's what I am? I'm a good leader. My grade 3 teacher said so. Or would you look at, okay, what is actually a leader really? I'm just thinking, I have a whole bunch of books near me right now. And I also wonder what the Benevolent Leader book says about being a leader.
Oh, yeah. And I know, you know, with that, I think, too, like, how often have you been told or think or where have you decided or judged or concluded that you can't be a leader based on someone else's point of view as well, whatever that means. I know I think there was a part during the Benevolent Capitalism class where Steve and Jutissa were saying, like, leadership also has nothing to do with age. And it also has nothing to do with so many other things that we've deemed it to be. You know, I think it'll be interesting to see what you pull from that book, too. But I know, for me, I think leading, I used to think, we were even just talking about Simone with this yesterday, that it meant doing everything yourself and, having to do everything. And I just think that's what I've always thought leading meant, rather than being aware of everything that's required. And, yeah, sometimes you need to jump in. And like you said, other times it is about letting other people contribute where they have a capacity, where they have a gift, and stepping back and allowing other people to do that. What about for you?
Right.
What do you see it as?
Well, one of the other things that I found out that is one of those things that we talked about is, like, if you want to be a leader, you can't do this, is being a control freak. I don't know about you, but I'm not even a self-confessed control freak. I got caught out on being a control freak. And I have been called out many times since. However, being a control freak and then being a leader, which is essentially to empower other people to know that they know, doesn't really go together very well. Because how can you control them into doing what you want them to do and then on the other hand want to empower them to create a different possibility for themselves? Like, it's going to be a really conflictual kind of job.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something that Simone is really, really brilliant at, is allowing people, like, really letting go of control. I know, as you know, members of the Joy Business team, what we're talking about, when I wasn't asked the facilitator class, that we all had sort of a meeting as a team too, and just talking about that, Simone gave us all the green light to go ahead and actually really choose to do things. And that's something a lot of people in, quote, the leadership position wouldn't be willing to do, for fear that they would fail or their team would mess up the business or they'd make a mistake that couldn't be repaired or anything like that. And I think what part of being the Joy Business team and working with Simone is truly that she's given us all the green light in so many areas of the business, and we don't even have to check with her on so many things. You know, it's really she hired all of us for our awareness, and that's so different than how the typical.
Right, and here's the other thing, too, is that Simone is willing to for us to screw up. Like, she may not like it, and it may not be a really awesome thing, but however, we know, you remember it straight away. Like, at the start of the week, we had this really great business idea, and we needed to talk to one other person about it. And I sent a message, like, early in the morning, 6 a.m. I was just so excited about it, I didn't even think about it. If there was a way that I should direct it to this particular person. And it came back as a total bust and a slam down on the idea because it wasn't something that was going to work. But it also, I didn't exactly say it in a way that would be inviting for him to choose it. And it had this weird energy, and I commented about it. And I was like, I don't know what to do. This just happened. And she goes, oh, well, yeah, you really can't say things like that to that person and have it work. Like, we've all been through this, and we all know this. However, you didn't know it yet, and, well, now you know. And it's one of those things that, like, choice really did create awareness, and I would still, to this day, have no idea how much of communication can work like that. However, if I hadn't let that one idea go bust and actually, you know, being the one to speak out and talk about that, I probably wouldn't have that awareness.
Yeah. And that's what I love about working with Simone and so many people. We're both part of the Access Consciousness team as well, and that there really is this desire for, you know, everyone working together, the desire is for more consciousness on the planet and for more awareness. So people are really willing to let you, like you said, once you've done that, now you have that awareness that's yours and that's always going to be with you. And for Simone and for Joy Business, like, that's more valuable for you to have that awareness than for her to be right about something or to do something instead of you or, you know, and I think that's so unique. And
right.
I'm so grateful for that. I mean, when you think of, like, how lucky we are to be part of a team like that, and what would it take for everyone listening and so many businesses around the planet to start functioning from that and really value the people that they're working with, their awareness, and what they can contribute, which is totally different from anyone else.
Yeah, and I just found out, I've just been skimming through the Benevolent Leadership for a Better World book, and here's a few things that I think Chichester has written a lot of this part. Being a leader is being aware and recognizing that you are the generator for everything in your life. Leadership is the willingness to know where you're going, whether anybody else goes or not, and you're still willing to go. It's the awareness that you are going where you have to go, not thinking or expecting other people need to go where you go. So, wow, like, there's a whole other topic right there, really. Like, leadership is not just this idea of leading people or working with people or being in charge of people. It's also being willing to go wherever you need to, no matter what it takes and no matter what it looks like. But also, here's the key part that's been a gift to us generally on these Access and this Joy Business team, is that there's no expectation for us to go, or, and there's also an allowance for us to go where other people can't.
Absolutely.
Oh, that just spilled out a million things at a million miles an hour. So everything that brings up whenever where you've decided that that's something that you could never, ever, 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 ever be, will we destroy and uncreate it all now, please?
Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond, and we'll go to break.
And with that, break
good
time.
Good timing.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business. And share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
We're back! This is, if you're just tuning in, Emily Evans-Russell, my friend and colleague, you're with me, and I'm Rebecca Holt, and we are hijacking Simone Millicis' Joy of Business radio show today.
Talking about being part of a joyful, generative, creative team, so it fits in. We're hijacking Simone's show as part of her team. Simone has a really busy week this week, and we are taking over talking about being part of her team and what else is possible with leadership and being part of a team.
Yeah, so let's talk about that, like being part of a team. I've come across a lot of like entrepreneurs and coaches and people working in actually mainly service industries who don't even actually want to have staff at all. Like, oh, I don't want to have to handle people. I don't want to work with people. I just want to work by myself. However, I have so much fun personally working with a team, and I had a feeling, Emily, you might too, seeing us, we seem to talk to each other every day and not avoid each other. what's some of the gifts and ways that working in a team can be joyful, or working with the team?
I think for me, what I've found really, because I get why people also like to work on their own too. I mean, I am social. I do like to be around people, but I do get there's part of us that kind of perfectionist or control freak thing that you almost want to do things by yourself so you know they get done the way you'd like them to. But the joy of being on a team, right, that actually works is we all have different capacities. We all have things we're great at. And so one of what I love seeing is other people really get to, like, contribute in the areas they're great at and things that I might not find fun or that I might not really want to do or that I might not think I'm good at. And it's really cool to see other people contribute that. And then I also love where, you know, you cross over with other people, like, with capacities. Like, oh, okay, I could do a graphic or I could do this. And so it's nice to have other people to be like, hey, you know, right now for me, like today or this week, or I have something going on with, you know, something else with work or with family, and that you can have team members support you and kind of have your back. And that's one of the most, for me, one of the things I love most about being part of a team.
Right. And I mean, so it isn't always easy. And I remember when Simone wanted me to take more of a leadership role, I had the worst meeting I'd ever had with the team so far. It was sluggish. Emily was on it. I think she was wondering, when is this thing going to end? And it was just was like traumatic sludge through of all these bits and pieces that were all not happening and not working. And it was still this joy to win at the same time. It was like, wow, this meeting is the shittest thing ever. And within a week, pretty much every single item on that list and all the energies and the drudgery that was going on within the team of how we're going to handle everything, not everything's working, had changed. And here's to me the secret of that when things in a team aren't working and they do feel really crap is that you can ask things to change. And simply questions like, what would it take for this to change? And, okay, what do we need to add here? As you can see with Simone and I of a growing joy business team, she's always asking who or what do we need to add today to create a different possibility right away. And it grows and shifts and changes in every second. As you may have heard on the radio show that we did on interns, we've hired 3 interns, but we had an idea to hire 1 intern for Joyous Business. We have 2 interns for writing and 1 for social media and online marketing right now. And adding those to the team has, again, added a huge amount of energy. We had over 130 applicants for that 1 email application that we sent out. that we narrowed down to a final three. And here's the other question. I know I'm like rattling on and on and on about this, Emily. So butt in if you want to add more to this. I'd love to hear it. The other thing that Simone has been talking about a little bit recently is, like, how many people do I think I can handle? And we're using this with hosts, we're using this with classes, we're using this with meetings, we're using this with teams. How many people do you think you could handle in your business? Because the other thing that that also includes is your clients. If you only think that you can handle five people, then you can also only have four clients, because the other person that's always in your business is you. I remember Michelle Edhafu is one of that, like, tech wizard genius creatives ever who's on our Jared business team. And she was talking about how she was trying to create more asset consciousness classes with her husband, Glenn. And they wanted to do classes on relationships, but they only wanted two people in their classes. And so Michelle's a person and Glenn's a person and they're the facilitators. And, oh, wait, that's two people. And no one was showing up to their classes. So maybe every where you've decided there's a certain amount of people that you could handle with ease in a meeting, as clients, in classes, on your team, or just in general, can we just join and create all that?
Yeah, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Yeah.
That's great, Rebecca. Like, how many, like, just whatever limit, like, wherever we've created this kind of upper limit or, like, ceiling where we think we can't create beyond that, you know, whether it's how many team members you're going to hire, that's so true. Like, and where, you know, all the decisions we've made about that, all the projections, the expectations of what a team looks like, the size of our team, the size of our business, would you just join and create it?
Yeah. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, and then just boys and youngs, because why not do it twice?
Why not?
Yeah, and the other thing that's been really interesting and a great gift to me that I don't even know if Simone knows this. I hope she does, and if not, and hopefully she'll listen to this, hi, Jack, and she'll hear it. But being asked to be the leader of Joy of Business and choosing to do that, and I'm also one of the leaders for the El Lugar Foundation, and on a bunch of different things, has also made me step up in my own life as well. Like, you can't be a leader in the workplace and not also be a leader at home.
So can you share the specifics of, like, that? Because that's a shift, you know, for sure, coming into a new team and then also taking on more of a leadership role. So, like, what questions or what tools have you used to create that change?
Yeah, that's a great point because, I mean, I am, like, still, apart from the interns, the newest person on the team, really, with this. Gosh, what tools have I used? I have to say, I really did keep asking questions about everything because, like, I am one of those impatient people that yesterday was the best time to do something. And if not yesterday, then right now, right? You could do that right now. And so one of the things that I really had to keep looking at constantly was, okay, is this just my impatient tendencies or is this something that's required right now? And some of the times it was something that was really required right now. And so then I would push a little and be like, hey, guys, what's it going to take to get this out here? I know I feel like I'm being a little bossy. And I would acknowledge that and truth, do you get this is required to you right now? What can we do to get this done? Rather than this, is this done? This is late. Why isn't this happening? Which would be what the internal conversation in my head that I would pot and pock and ask questions about of, okay, Rebecca, is that actually real? Or are you just being a bossy control freak? And if the answer was ever bossy control freak, I wouldn't say it out loud to the team or to anyone, and I would pop it until I knew it wasn't real and it would start to dissipate. So that's one tool
that's awesome.
I used a lot. But the other thing that I really noticed with the choosing to be a leader in your own life as well is that I could handle things in the same way I could handle business. Like Simone and Gary talk about, like, your life is business and business is your life. So the business of living also got easier. It's like, oh, I can see where I'm not even willing to look at this area or to make a choice in this. Like, I'm dithering about choices here. Okay, so what do you need to do, Rebecca, so then this is easy for you? And do you need to add some help here, or do you need to talk to someone about this? And I would hold like a mini meeting in my head about some of the things going on in my life, because I knew I could lead myself into a greater possibility. I knew I had the skills. It was what I was doing every day at work and on my computer. So for what reason could I not also include me in this and lead me, rather than having this brilliant work life and then leaving my personal life in the way that I was at home, like in the gutters or in the trash? It just didn't seem like a great idea.
And I love that, Rebecca, because I think, too, like, in our own personal lives, it's like there's certain areas that we've been okay with being a leader in some areas
right.
of our personal life, and some areas that we don't. And I think it's like you could the same way in business. Like, there's certain things we think we can lead or think we can't. And when you look at it as, like, all of it is possible, like, and where and knowing and having the awareness of when to choose to be that that sort of 51% or the leader in a certain area when you need to do that, and when it's not required. And that's such a great point, because I think we all feel comfortable doing it in certain places or areas of our life and totally not in others.
Right. So, I mean, I love that you just put – Emily loves to put, like, really subtle little bombs just because before there's, like, 3 minutes to a break. So what is 51/49 in, I don't know, 3 minutes, Emily?
Thanks. Yeah, 3 minutes is plenty of time. So 51/49 is a concept if you're new to Access Consciousness or not new, or, you know, these things come in and out as we're talking about them in classes. But that idea, you kind of get the idea of what 50-50 feels like when, you know, everyone's contributing whatever that looks like in business or in your life equally. And 51% is when you can choose to take the lead and take control and know what's required and let things go in the direction they need to go. And 49 sometimes is also like letting things go, like kind of go with the flow. And we can get more
so
after break.
All that, we can do some more after the break.
Perfect.
Think on that one, huh?
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Conscious Parenting Radio Show provides inspiration and resources for loving, empowering, and respecting your children and yourself. Join me, Timothy, every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time as we consciously explore proven ways of living together in happiness, health, and harmony.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would your business and life like to be bigger? Would you like to have more fun with everything you do? Simone Millicis travels the world facilitating Joy of Business seminars. These classes are for you if you would like to create more money and joy, expand your business, and work smarter, not harder. Join her live or watch the online seminar from the comfort of your own home. Go to www.accessjoyofbusiness.com to register and for more information.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Woohoo! We are
encore presentation.
I have more music playing. I'm going to mute myself. So, hi, everyone. This is Rebecca Holt, and I'm here with Emily Evans-Russo, and we are hijacking Simone Millicis' On Time Joy of Business radio show to talk to you about leading and generating a joyful creative team. I think I got it right. I totally just got the title right. It's a bit of a mouthful of a title, and we've been playing with that behind the scenes on what is the title actually. However, if you were listening just before we came back from the break, Emily just dropped the biggest bomb of the century on us, and we're talking about 4951. So, Emily, how does 4951 work with business and with being in a team?
Oh, so I was trying to explain, and I feel like I don't know if I'm doing a great job of it, so I'd love to have you have you jump in as well, too. For me, what I see, I mean, see, what do you see it is to, like, and it's okay. Like, I think when I first heard about that concept, I thought, well, we always want to be 50-50, right? We always want to be equal. And I think that's not the idea. There's times where it's required to be 51, and it's time when it's required to step back and be 49. And I definitely didn't see that at first. I thought you'd always want to be equal. So could you talk a little bit about when that's required and what that looks like?
Great. Well, I mean, to me, the best example of working in a team is like working to people's strengths. So Emily would be a 51 to me with social media. She has an amazing awareness about it. I've known that from the very beginning. Emily and I actually met because of one Facebook post saying, "Who likes social media?" And Emily splurted out this amazing of, "Oh my God, I just did this course and I know this about Pinterest and this about Facebook and this about Twitter." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, can I hire you?" And I knew that she had like a 51 over my 49 on social media. And this isn't saying that I suck at social media. I'm pretty damn good. However, she has an amazing capacity that outstretches mine. So here's where the fun teamwork kind of thing can come in, is I can go, "Oh, Emily, I don't know about this thing with social media. Can you help me?" And I'm being 49% to ask her, and to ask her in a way that is generative and also allows her to shine to show up with her brilliance with the social media. And now if Emily isn't available, and I know that we need to get out some posts really quickly because she's doing something with her sweet little kids, or we just need this out right now on the Joy of Business page, then I can be the 51 and just go and do it.
Yeah.
So that's a great example of the shift between the two. And Simone does this really well with pretty much all of the technology of, "I don't know how to do this. Will you help me?" And then one of us will jump in as the savior, the 51% savior, and we'll help her out. And we know that she could handle it if she needed to. And at the same time, we adore Simone and we want to make her life easier. So for what reason would we not?
And I think
and actually that brings
go for it.
I was going to go into another conversation, actually, that we had at the Joy of Business Houston classes on inviting people into your business and your life that actually truly care about you and having people have your back.
And
if you have something more on the 51-49, we can finish off that topic. Thanks, Blake.
No, that was good. I was going to just add to that, like, I think when we, you know, that term of having your back and, like, for example, like hiring people that you care about, I don't even think I really got that on the level, you know, until I really started working with a lot of the people that I work with now with Joy Business and with Access. And it's so different. Like you said, I think when someone does allow, like, when someone does step back to be the 49 to allow you to step into your capacity, that's such a gift. Because it's like someone has your back, like, you know that someone's there and has your back and can support you if you need it, but they're also, it's like pushing a little bird, like, out to, like, fly for the first time when someone really knows that
go
you can
fly.
Do it, right, like, go, and it's like, and to have someone really say, like, "Go, I know you can do this," and actually want you to succeed in all of your brilliance, that just so doesn't show up in a lot of the world. And I think that's really unique in creating a team, is like having people that want you to succeed, that want you to be great at everything. Like, I would, you know, it's like, just because, like, you're wonderful at graphics, so I would call you a 50-51 at graphics. But can I do them? Yes, I can do them too. But it's nice to, like, have, be able to go back and forth, and also just have people that there's no competition in our team either. It's like, I would love someone else to be great at social media, just as you'd love someone else to do graphics, or you'd love, you know, Michelle would love help with IT. There's all this really loving to see people step into their everything that they can be, and that it's all possible all the time, and just like what would be fun in that moment and what would contribute most to the team, right, in that, like, in that bit of time.
And that's such a great point, Emily. Like, when people do function from having your back, there is no competition. And competition doesn't even need to be a part of it, because you all are acknowledging each other's brilliance. Like, really? I mean, and this is where those things of the lies that we get told or that we believe, or this person's trying to steal your job, or this person doesn't even like you, or this person is doing this, and when you have this space of, okay, so if we were a team, what are we truly looking to create? And is this even relevant? Does this even matter? Then you can work with people that you don't necessarily like, or that aren't so fun for you to be around all the time, because it's not something that's important. I mean, I used to work as a dancer on a cruise ship. And so that requires a lot of teamwork, but it doesn't require you to like everyone that you work with. I mean, it's easier, and I did have some great friends. However, all you need to know is this guy going to catch me, and am I going to jump at the right time for him? And will he be looking for me and making sure that I look as good as he does? Okay, great. If he does that, then we can work together. If he doesn't want to do that and he wants to make sure that he's the star of the show and you're doing partner work and he's not looking at when he's catching you, then you have a few problems to figure out. However, that's not the majority for most industries. And the thing is, if your industry is functioning like that in the competition, then you can just start simply by asking, what would it take to work with people that truly have my back?
Yeah.
And it can start to turn things around really quickly, and everything that doesn't allow it will be destroyed and created all.
Yeah, right, wrong, good, bad, pock-pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Because I think part of getting out of the competition thing and part of what makes a team so successful is realizing, even if, say, you had two people that had a very similar capacity, like, say, for social media or for writing, even though it's a similar, quote, like, task, because you are who you are, you're going to bring a totally different energy to it that's unique. So there, competition truly can exist. So everywhere when we function
right.
from competition, you're functioning from not acknowledging the brilliance of you and that you're going to do it different no matter what.
Absolutely. Let's destroy and create that all. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, on nine, children's boys, and beyond. And really, I mean, that's such an amazing point. Like, the job position for Simone Millicis and Rebecca Hulse and Emily Evans Russell and Dane here and Gary Douglas are all taken. But the spot for you, the job opening for you, there is only one person that can take that job, and that's you. And when you have that in your awareness, like, all these pieces just kind of melt away really easily. It's kind of amazing. And it's interesting because I'm seeing our interns become aware that they could go down this competition path or they could not with each other. Like, we have two writing interns, and they're in all the meetings together. We're not keeping them separate because we don't function as a team like that. And I can see them start to go a little bit. Am I in competition? I don't think I'm in competition. But there's two of us, and is there one opening for a job, or is there two opening at the jobs at the end of this? However, the thing is that I'm seeing it already is that Allison is brilliant at writing those longer pieces, and Nicola is brilliant at picking out those short 2-3-byte articles that are great for, like, looking all over the web to different places. And I could, and this is like week one, and I'm already seeing these different things, and it's just really funny to me. to see this going on. Hey, maybe they'll listen to this and I'll get a sneaky message back of, you're right, or you're really, really off there, Rebecca. so we'll see. But it's just one of those things that, you know, it seems like it's in competition, but they really could not be more different.
Absolutely. And when you work with, you know, a team that gets that and gets that, the brilliance that you're going to each do it differently and actually is looking for that rather than someone who could do it the same way or a certain, you know, a certain cut and dry way. Like I think with so many of the quote, like, you know, assignments or tasks or stuff that goes on in the business, there's two ways to approach it. And one way would be like to give someone like micromanaging, like really specific, like here's how to do X, Y, and Z and just do the task. Rather
That's
than allowing someone, right, so we talk about micromanaging versus, like, allowing someone to actually tap into what they know to do the, quote, like, task
right.
or whatever it is in hand. Yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is that I'm really grateful for about this team is that no one expects us to work in exactly the same way. We do have systems that we do all use and know are available and have certain pieces that we need to, like, plug in here and there so then everything is around. However, it doesn't really affect or hinder the individual ways that we function and create and do things, which is brilliant. And it's really a gift for when we have this whole green light concept that we can go and do these different things. And so, like, really a great question would that be was, like, if I had the green light today, in my business or with these people, what would I choose and what would I create? Could be a fun one to play with.
That's fantastic, right? And everywhere you're not functioning, right? And everywhere we're not functioning from green light and everywhere you're micromanaging your business and your life and or your life, would you destroy and uncreate that?
Wow. Ow! Right now, get back to talk on Angels, Boys, and Beyond. We may need to talk about micromanagement.
Right, because what else could show up if you weren't functioning from that place? I know Gary said when you're functioning from micromanagement, you're killing your business.
Wow.
I was like, wow.
So everywhere that you've killed your business, when we destroyed and created all.
Yes, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Yeah, I mean, Simone's told so many different stories about, I mean, she actually is not a micromanager. She's going to, I know so many people that are control freaks and micromanagers, but Simone is actually not one of them. And it's
not at all.
to see. So shout out to her. And then for all of us that do micromanage, maybe we can just dot off some questions over this last break on everywhere I'm micromanaging, what's going to create it all, what else would be possible if I didn't micromanage.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicis, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi, I'm Katrina Kavanagh, host of the I Am Wisdom radio show. I Am Wisdom is about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and living a wonderful life. Looking forward to sharing each Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey, everyone. This is the last little segment of the Joy of Business radio show with Simone Millicis, apart from that it's hijacked by myself, Rebecca Hulse, and Emily Evans-Russell. We were just Skyping each other on the break, being multitaskers here, wondering, like, where could we go in this last little section? And I started daydreaming about this telecall, as I kind of missed Simone in this conversation with what she would be offering and what she would be saying right now. And it got me daydreaming about, like, oh, I wonder what she would say about this, and I wonder what else we can talk about in this three-part telecall series. So I had just had a question in my head. I was like, Emily, if you could get anything out of this upcoming telecall on being a leader and creating a team, what would it be? And what are you excited to get into?
That's such a great question. Yeah, so this telecall coming up with Simone is three days in a row, about what we've been talking about, like leading, creating a generative, joyful team. And I think, like, that changes for me every day, like, since I've been working with Simone and Joy Business. And what I would love to, you know, hear more of her awareness around would be, you know, I think I've decided I could be a leader in certain areas, and I could, like, kind of what we were talking about in life and in business. And even though I know I have access to all sorts of energies and all capacities, like, I definitely am more comfortable claiming certain ones. So I would love to, I think, go dive into more of really how to fully be able to step into that leadership role in areas that might not feel, quote, like, comfortable or natural or really outside your comfort zone, you know, because I've known that. I mean, you know, working together with we worked in social media together. I mean, before I started doing that, a year before that, I didn't even have my own smartphone. I didn't understand the point of Twitter, you know. And then, like, a year later, here I am realizing, like, oh, my God, I have this, like, real capacity for this, and I actually love it. And I would have never thought that. So, you know, I've seen it before in my own life. Like, I've seen something I thought I could never do, and I'm like, oh, actually, that's something that just created a whole different revenue stream, whole different life. You know, I would have never thought that. So I would love to, like, take that to all other areas that I'm still thinking, for whatever reason, that I can't do that or that it just doesn't feel natural. So kind of expanding that leadership role in all areas. What about you? Well, if you could get anything out of the telecall, what would it be?
Yeah, I mean, I've actually recently decided that I'm going to not let being a control freak control how many people are in my own personal business. So I've put out a message to the world saying, if you would like to work in my business, I'm interested, and I'm looking at the possibilities. So I'm looking for a lot more tools on dealing with being a control freak, number one. And also, like, working with people and the different, like, I see Simone behind the scenes on so many things, using great ways of languaging her requests, and where do I let something slide, and where do I step in. And so I'm looking for, like, 10 times more awareness on how I could lead and create more of my business by allowing other people to create and have the green light with my business. Here.
Oh, what you just said there, too, like, so for me, that thing with, like, how to make requests, like, you, like, the, and make things work and make everybody happy, but also get what
right.
you require, that is such a huge skill that I would love to know more around, and Simone is brilliant at it.
She is, and I know, I mean, hands up, who's a little bit more direct than they need to be with a lot of people. I've definitely have foot and mouth syndrome. Was open mouth, insert foot, talk, open mouth, remove foot, and repeat going on a lot. And so how could that be a capacity for me is maybe a great question I could ask Simone.
Well, and also, like, I remember one of the conversations we had early, like, pretty early on working together is, and I think it all stems from, like, being aware of, you know, who you are working with, who you're hiring on, who's on your team, and, like, what they require and how they do business. Because I remember, like, I don't need any, like you would ask me, we were Skyping each other, and you were saying, well, how are you doing? You know, you, and so, because someone had told you, well, are you asking her how she is and, like, about her life before you ask her to do things? And I was like, I actually don't require that. Like, I don't need that at all.
And that sounds so weird. This conversation was literally like, hi, Emily, how are you doing today? What's going on? How are
your
kids?
Right, and I'm like, why aren't you just asking me what
we're
doing today? But that's me, and I enjoy that, and it drives me nuts, like the kind of small talk. I'm like, no, I just need to know what we're doing, you know. But for other people, they would really require that, right?
And you know what's really funny is with a person that is required, it's the most easy and natural conversation. And when I tried to do that with you that one time, it was the most awkward thing in the world. And I was like, okay, I don't think this is what I should be trying here. Because it was so clear that it was working even less than what I was doing before. But that's a great point. So, Emily, how would you start to find out how the people that you work with function?
That's a great question. Like, kind of like you said, I think it's a lot about following the energy, too. Like, it felt really strange, right, for us to have that conversation versus with other people. It would feel natural. So maybe, like, following the energy and just seeing and asking questions like, okay, what does this person require? What does this person need to hear from me? What can I ask to make this ease? Like, asking questions before you go down that road and then just really being aware of what works for them and, like, what, you know, what they require to feel – you know, like, I just don't require to feel like, quote, like that someone cares about me or needs me on the team or, you know, like all of those. I just, and other people really do. So I think it would be kind of
right.
using your awareness, right? Like, yeah, what do you get?
No, I'm just trying to remember the rattle off of questions that you just did. I think that was like 100 questions to a minute right there, Emily. So if you didn't get that, don't worry. I talk to Emily every day, and I still didn't get it. Luckily, there's like a rewind button on the Om Times radio player, so you can listen to those again. Because I feel like she doesn't remember them. She does, if she can remember what she's saying at that rate, too.
Sorry.
No, but it's what we both do when we're so excited. We're a couple of people that need to slow down a little bit. But let's be honest, that's not going to happen. This is the last, like, 8 minutes of the show, and we're really excited. It's been so fun to hijack this show with you, Emily.
Absolutely. And I do. I love, like, just these little – we've gotten into some things here, like micromanagement, 5149. Another thing, I feel like when we're hitting around this, like with what people require, I think a lot of that, too, is if you do business more like a man or more like a woman, I think that's part of what people require. And so, I mean, those are all huge topics that in, you know, the last 2 minutes of the show we're not going to get into, but that is a lot of what I'd like to see more in that telecall with Simone and, you know, with all these shows that she does also in Om Times. But, you know, those are things that we can really go into a lot more and that contribute to a lot of awareness of working with a team and hiring new people and adding to that. Yeah.
Here's something that I'd love us both to just touch on briefly before we leave, because we've both been around this a lot, is deciding what people can and can't do, whether you're the one that hires them or you're working with people. I think this is a really cool conversation. Do you have anything on that just to start with, Emily?
Well, yeah, I think we often hire someone to do, quote, like a certain job. And then I think in the typical normal business world, then we feel stuck like that's what we've hired someone to do. And so we go down that path. And I think the opposite of what I see Simone doing and working with Access to is you may hire someone for one thing. Like I think Simone was saying that when they first hired Blossom, it was to be her assistant for like, and that lasted for about a day. And then she's something totally different, right? Or like when you got hired for Joy Business, like Simone didn't even really know why she was hiring you. Same thing like with social media. Yeah, that's part of what I do. And then I do so much more. So it's allowing someone to like maybe step in at a certain, quote, like job or position. And then allowing when you let go of control and allow that person to then step into their capacities, being okay with the fact that that job may totally change from what you thought you just hired them for.
Right. And I mean, the other side of this as well is not deciding how much someone has a capacity for or not. I can always tell when things like get to start taking slightly more time or they get to slightly harder is when someone wants to ask me if I could do something. However, they've decided that I don't have enough time. So suddenly there's not enough time in the day or some things going on. Luckily, I can now pot and pocket But I can always tell when someone's decided that I'm too busy for them. And if you're on the other end of that, then how do you even know? I mean, to quote Blossom, she's now coming into this conversation. She says, a question isn't really a question if you know the answer. Mm-hmm. What would you ask people, or what would you wonder about if they could create if you didn't decide that they were too busy or not busy enough?
Oh, absolutely. And just for yourself, too, like everywhere you've decided what you can and can't create or what you can and can't do, would you just join and create that?
No, there's definitely limits on what you can do, Emily. I'm not limited, but you're limited.
And everyone listening, there definitely has to be a limit or something, a little box that you must have to fit into for your business.
Yes, but only for them. I'm just kidding. This is a game that Emily and I play a lot to bust each other out of those places that we've decided are too small. So everything all of this is what we just throw in and create it all now.
Yeah, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. Because you may have noticed that when someone tells you can't do something, right, you want to do it even more.
Right, yeah, but here's the fun thing. It's like if you have a great friend that has your back like this, and you can start to develop your team in this way as well, of like having this kind of rapport and this fun with each other, then you can play and you can go, oh, no, she's not that great at that. She couldn't possibly do that much amazing things. Or, oh, no, Rebecca's only a little bit good at graphics. I think we should pass this one on to someone else. And you just—it's a fun way that we do actually tease each other in a little bit. Use sparingly, and be aware of when you do it. I definitely haven't been that aware person, so I'm saying that as a person that's accidentally burned a few people. However, it's one of the things that I love about this team is that we can have a bit of fun with each other. So, here we go. This is the end of our hijack. Thank